public schools are still hurting. The teacher pay increases have gone to starting teachers, less expensive teachers, if you want to put it that way. We were just an article last week in the Citizen Times about a teacher that's thrown in the towel, very discouraging, very fine teacher, award-winning teacher. The teachers I talk to are very demoralized. The pay is only part of it. The push to make them accountable with all the testing. They feel like they went into teaching to, change young lives, and they're being put in a system that that just demeans them, and they just the human element is almost taken out of it. It's too much testing, and they're just very demoralized. And it's partly a function of money and paying people. I think we're 42nd now in average teacher pay in the country. I think we're 47th in per pupil expenditure in North Carolina. I mean, if we're going to have a modern, attractive place for business and for our people, that's just not going to do the job.
And at the university level, there have been cuts. I know a lot of professors in the UNC system kind of feel under siege. There's been allegations of the UNC Board of Governors sort of making political appointments. They got rid of Tom Ross for a reason that they didn't really articulate, and closed down the Poverty Center, which was seen by many as a political move. I'm reading editorials all the time from professors that just are really critical of what's happening. What do you see as far as the universities? Are they being mistreated? What do you think?
Well, to be sort of blunt about it, I think there's a perception by many Republicans in the legislature that the university system is a sort of bastion of liberal political thought, and they have no compunctions about cutting them. I think it's been $700 million or something like that the last go around. Western, I met a couple times with the Western people. They've been cut $40 million, and they desperately need a new science building. You can't really run a modern university with an outdated science center. I just think it's the university system was the pride of our state. We had probably the top university system in the country, and we're not anymore. And that's, for our future, that's very worrisome.